This is Taylor Truckee coming to you from the 2015 Commodity Classic in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm here with Mary Kay Thatcher, who's the Director of Public Policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation, and we just wrapped up a panel with updates on current legislation and regulatory issues, and a few points were more well-received by the audience than others, but to start, we started talking about the Farm Bill. Where does Farm Bureau stand on that right now and current Farm Bill legislation?
Well, we're concerned that, you know, we don't even have the Farm Bill implemented yet, and we probably are going to have some kind of a budget reconciliation bill where the budget committees will tell the committee you've got to cut 2% or 3% or whatever it may be. So we probably are going to be facing cuts in the next couple of months that we'll have to deal with.
There have already been extensions announced. How do you feel like that's going to set things up looking forward?
We're really pleased that there are extensions and the flexibility that the Secretary has shown. I mean, think you look at the dairy industry and only 25% of the producers had signed up by the deadline. So the administration graciously extended it further. I think we're now at 52, 53%. I think that's really important because dairy prices are falling and people are starting to see that some kind of a risk management tool is really important. And certainly I think the extension now is good for both farmers and for the poor county FSA people who have been overrun with people having to come in and sign up. So we're still encouraging folks, go sign up, get it done, but I think having a little bit more time to do so is a good thing.
Another issue that has been brought up quite often at Commodity Classic over the last couple of days is TPA and TPP authority. Where is Farm Bureau standing on that?
We're very strongly supportive of both Trade Promotion Authority and the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You know, every president since 1974 has had Trade Promotion Authority, but in general, we have to work on it because if you have a Republican Congress and a Democratic president, they just don't want to give them that authority and vice versa. So it's always a little bit hard to get, but I think that we will make some progress. We probably are a few votes short on that. And then the Trans-Pacific Partnership is pretty exciting. You know, it's about 40% of the world economy that's included in that trade area. So it could be a real benefit for agricultural exports.
Do you see any partner legislation going through with TPA?
You know, if we can't get Trade Promotion Authority through, and the sooner the better, because I think it gives our negotiators an even stronger leg to stand on with those other people they're negotiating with, because they know it's a one-on-one negotiation. It's not something that could come back, and 535 members of Congress could offer an amendment. But if it doesn't get done, I think there's always the option of getting Trans-Pacific Partnership done and then pairing the two together. And then I think you get some members of Congress who aren't that excited about it, but then they see the benefit of TPP, and so they want to vote for that. They vote for both as a pair.
Opponents of TPA say that it cedes too much authority. What is your response to that?
It doesn't cede any authority. It just says that Congress can't offer numerous amendments to a deal that has been negotiated between two countries and that they can only have an up or a down vote. So if a member of Congress doesn't think that particular piece of trade policy is a good one, they vote no. I think the other thing is, you know, we hear a lot out of, well, we don't even know what's in it. Well, every member of Congress has security clearance to go on the website and read every negotiation that's ongoing, or to call somebody from the U.S. Trade Representative's office up to the Hill and say, tell me what's going on. You know, you and I don't have that ability because we don't have that security clearance. But every member of Congress and numerous staff up there do.
With that, I want to step forward to another piece of legislation that is of concern right now to producers. Country of origin labeling. Where are you at on that?
We're supportive of country of origin labeling, but we want it to be WTO compliant. So I believe we'll probably hear about this last appeal in the next couple of months. And if it's not WTO compliant, then I think we'll be looking for how can we change it so that it will be. Because if we don't, we will have retaliation from countries, just as we did in the Brazil cotton case.
What are those steps that are going to happen next if it's found to not be compliant?
Well, the Secretary has been pretty clear that he thinks he's exhausted his abilities to make any changes that would be acceptable, and so it would have to be a change by Congress and the law.
The last thing that we wrapped up with on the panel was EPA regulations, specifically Waters of the U.S. and renewable fuel standards. Would you like to speak to that?
I would say Waters of the U.S. is by far the biggest issue that we face right now. We spent a lot of capital on trying to educate people about the land grab that's trying to go on and try to overturn it. It would be wonderful if we could simply eliminate the Waters of the U.S. rule, but I think EPA Administrator McCarthy has been pretty upfront about the fact that she intends to finalize this rule in April, and so then it will be up to us to get to Congress and try to at least pick away at the edges of that bill and make it a little less objectionable.
Well, congratulations on the success of the Ditch the Rule campaign as well. I know that was a Farm Bureau one that took off very well and had a lot of great feedback from the grassroots part of the organization.
It did, and we're really pleased with the feedback that we did get. Obviously wish we didn't have to do it on something like one of the EPA rules, but at least I think that they know farmers and ranchers have big concerns.
Do you have any last thoughts that you'd like to add?
Just the importance, I think, of people being involved. And I know it's always easier to focus on your state legislature because it's closer to home, but don't forget the federals.
Again, that was Mary Kay Thatcher with the American Farm Bureau Federation coming to you from the 2015 Commodity Classic.